Today is January 23rd, 2018, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. This is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Ancient of Days, the Blessed One. You are the one who clothes the poor, the desire of our hearts, and the God of everywhere and everything. You are faithfulness, the giver, and you are the heir of all things, the image of the invisible God. You are the just-in-time God, and the key to everything we need in education. The loving God and the manifold witness. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. You're the opener of our eyes and the perfecter of our faith, quick to hear us and radiant in all that you do. You are slow to anger and the true witness. You are unchanging and victorious in everything that you do. You are wisdom and the example that we need each and every day. You are Yahweh and the God who has zero tolerance for sin. Thank you, Lord, for a new chance, a new day, and an opportunity to bless. Let us be purposeful about blessing our students today and our colleagues. We love you, Lord. We ask you for this because you are the ultimate blesser, and we adore you for it and ask it in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Matthew 16, verse 23. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? From the time that Peter recognized Jesus as the Son of God, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But Jesus turned and said to Peter, "The word of God, 16 verse 23, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." The word of God, Matthew 16 verse 23. Praise God for the powerful words of Jesus the Christ. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today, I am playing Blessed Assurance by a wonderful young group called City of Light from England. All my attempts to be satisfied were vain and empty until the moment you rescued me and your love filled me. My soul sings. Now my soul sings. What blessed assurance I've found in you. I've found in you. I won't be shaken. I will not be moved. How steadfast your strong hand is keeping me. I won't be shaken. I will not be moved. Oh, blessed assurance. No other love that I've ever known compares to you, God. No other love I've ever known has done what you've done. Ever my anchor, ever my strength, ever my portion and all I need, ever my healing, ever my hope, ever the truth that leads me home, that leads me home. What blessed assurance I've found in you, I've found in you. I won't be shaken, I will not be moved. Thank you, my friends, for listening in to the powerful words of Jesus the Christ and this awesome new group called City of Light. I highly recommend you go to our playlist. You can find online at tinyurl.com/aw180-justjesus or click the button in the app that says Just Jesus Playlist. And they have a lot of awesome songs that they write themselves. It's really awesome. Highly recommend you check them out. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. And we pray every day at exactly 1:16 p.m. I just love when that alarm goes off. That reminder that you are not alone is powerful enough in itself. But we do love to pray. And we pray at that most inconvenient time because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so, my brothers and sisters, we are going to be praying today for the needs of the testing coordinators. It's their season, and they're doing all that prep work and all that stuff that has to be done now. And it's just unbelievable that we even have a position like that. But we do, and that person needs our prayers for sure. So I look forward to praying with you today for our testing coordinators throughout our campuses at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We are beginning his fourth series, so it's going to sound like the beginning of the school year, but that's fine. You know how that works. And so this one is called The Great Race. That's the name of the whole series. So the first episode that he has is called The Starting Line. The scripture he chose is Mark 10, verse 17. A man ran up to him, Jesus, and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do? Look just ahead of you. Do you see the starting line marking the beginning of the new school year? Do you see the thousands of educators milling about the school doors dressed in athletic clothing, beginning to professionally stretch and warm up, some just arriving from last-minute vacations with friends, spouses, and families? Do you see your principals, your professional coaches, inside the school poring over their notebooks filled with race strategies that they will soon be sharing with you as the race begins? The annual 180-plus day education marathon is about to begin. Not knowing why, you walk over to the school flagpole where you see a small group of educators gathering in a circle around a man who is dressed like a runner with bright neon-colored athletic shorts, a tank top, and high-priced red running shoes. You look at this runner's toned body and deeply tanned face and seem to get lost in the depths of his beautiful eyes, which seem to be looking into the deepest part of you. While you are staring at him, suddenly those around him drop to their knees. Not knowing why, you too are drawn to your knees before him. He raises his downturned hands, and you see scars on his wrists. You recognize him now. You know he is Jesus. What does he say to the small group gathered there? What does he personally say to you? Diane is an African-American Algebra 1 teacher of 8th graders at Wyndham Junior High, a new rapidly growing suburban school. It is a multi-ethnic school serving a diverse population of students from all socioeconomic backgrounds. Diane is a gifted teacher who masterfully relates abstract math concepts to practical real-life situations. She makes math real and fun. Diane is also a gifted track coach who travels to a nearby high school after school each day to coach, utilizing her own experience as a distance runner at the University of Arkansas. Throughout her classroom, Diane has track and field posters and quotes from famous athletes from all sports related to character values such as discipline, courage, dreaming, faith, patience, teamwork, etc. She masterfully integrates these values and inspirational biographies about athletes into her curriculum. Each year, she shares her life story of rising from poverty in a single-parent home, and personal drug abuse to achieve success through faith, hard work, and perseverance. Her class theme is the Math Marathon, Run to Win. Every class period starts with all the students chorally reciting the affirmation, "We will run with perseverance the race that is set before us." The students then jog around the classroom 7 times together. The students love her classes, and math teachers from around the district are sent to observe her class. Her building principals love to sit in her room and simply rest in the peace and joy they always observe there, in contrast to their trials they observe in their own offices, as well as in other teachers' classrooms. Diane understands that success in any race is all in the preparation and having a great coach. Her academic, athletic, and life coach is Jesus Christ, and she prepares her school year not simply by attending district in-service training, but more importantly, by first spending time alone with Jesus and listening to him, and by praying with other educators who are serving the same coach in their professional lives. Every summer, she inquires of the Lord and asks him how she is to run the school year's new race. As a part of this discipline, she attends the annual back-to-school summer gatherings of Christian educators. During the quiet, reflective times at these events, she identifies Bible verses to pray for herself and her school. She identifies several objectives the Lord has for her in the new school year. She shares what the Lord gives her with an accountability partner, posts them on the cover of her gradebook, which is always on her desk, and reads them each morning before the school day during her 10-minute quiet time with her coach, Jesus. When asked by students, parents, and administrators what her key to success in the classroom is, she simply replies with no shame or arrogance, "Coach Jesus." And they know she means it and lives it. Who is going to be your first and primary professional marathon coach for this school year's race? Coach Jesus, coach self, or coach others? Do you hear Coach Jesus saying, "Run with perseverance the race that is set before you"? The prayer. Coach Jesus, help us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And that was our devotional by Don Clark from his new series, The Great Race. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's comes from Albert Einstein. "There are only 2 ways to live your life. One is though nothing is a miracle, and the other is though everything is a miracle." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 16, verse 23. "Get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Dear Lord, help us to set our mind on the things that matter to you. Help us to not be all about what matters to everyone else, but to wait on you, to listen to you, and to read about you, and to be filled with you. We love you, Jesus, and we ask you for your help. In your mighty and powerful name, amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.